Hello, and welcome to The Fat Lip. I am your host, Ash, and I'm still a little ill. I've had a little bit of a cold, so if my voice sounds funny, that's what it is. So, on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about body positivity and fat positivity, and what those phrases mean to this movement. That sounds so exciting, doesn't it? Just stick with me. I think it's going to be okay. So I'm sure you're very familiar with the phrase body positivity. The body positive movement began as an effort to help women who are at war with their bodies, those who don't fit in with the thin white beauty ideals that our culture sells to us. And it's supposed to help those women feel good about their bodies. And in the last few years, body positivity is becoming a more widely known concept. Lately, though, we've begun to see that a lot of body pos hashtags are attached to photos of thin white women. So if you're a regular listener of this show, or you've been around fat activism for long, you've definitely heard the phrase fat positivity as well. Now, fat positivity does not get the same traction as body positivity does. And we're probably not going to see very many celebrities tweeting about fat positivity anytime soon. So body positivity and fat positivity are not equal, even though sometimes in my case and in the case of a lot of fat activists, we use them interchangeably. And you've definitely heard me use both body positive and fat positive on this show. And I think both have their place. As I said, though, body positive is way more common in current pop culture usage. You're seeing it on BuzzFeed and Upworthy and many other popular internet sites these days. It's getting a lot of attention. And I think that is a credit to the good work that bloggers and activists are doing. We're putting body pos out there in such a powerful way that it's starting to get noticed. But there's no question that the phrase body positive is much more common than fat positive, even in fat circles. And I think there are a lot of reasons for this. First, even we as empowered fat people can recognize that we're all under societal pressure to have a certain body. Women especially find their bodies under intense scrutiny starting at a young age, and this scrutiny is even more intense for people of color, disabled people, trans people, gender non-binary people. So at its best, and with perfect usage, body positivity is a way more universal term. Like, actually at its best, it's entirely universal because it's meant to be about all bodies, fat and thin and disabled and trans. And body positivity is supposed to cover everyone. But what we're learning as the body pos hashtag has become more popular is that sometimes it kind of doesn't. I'm sure any of you who have spent time in body positive online spaces can testify that sometimes body positivity in those spaces doesn't extend to fat bodies. You don't have to dig far to find a tweet that says, "I believe in body positivity, but at some point, blah, 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 morbid obesity." So body positivity, the movement that fat people built with their own emotional labor, has kind of been twisted and morphed into a hashtag that excludes fat bodies. And that sucks. Another reason I think we hear body positivity even in fat-specific spaces is that it's sort of easier to swallow for the new kids. So, like, I think a lot of times we, as fat people in activism, feel like we have to blunt our words some so that we're not too shocking. And I think we do this for the normies. And just to be clear, I am in no way suggesting that fat people aren't normal. Like, I would never say that. But I think those of us who are enlightened about diet culture and fat phobia, I think of us as like higher beings. So I refer to those who are not enlightened as normies, because like, what else am I going to call them? Maybe I should start calling them like mere mortals or something. It's a little less offensive. So anyway, as I was saying, sometimes I think we use body positivity so that we don't scare the normies, and also so that we don't frighten away other fat people who really need us, but haven't been introduced to our message yet. I mean, the goal here is to grow the movement, and we want as many fat folks as possible to know that there are a bunch of us getting together and shining a light on fat phobia and negative body talk, and that they can join us. But we also know that we have to yield the F word responsibly, because not everyone is quite there. Because fat people who are still offended by the word fat, unfortunately, still outnumber us. And it's fine. I mean, the journey to acceptance is long and rutted, and there are a lot of sinkholes that can swallow you up. And not everyone is where we are. So saying body positive over fat positive feels less intimidating, or like even kinder to those people who are still hurt by the word fat. Likewise, I think we say body positive because we know that mainstream media is afraid of the word fat. And we know that our blogs and books and listicles are more likely to get mainstream attention with body positive in the title than they would with fat positive. And like, who can fault fat influencers for wanting their message to get wider attention? I sure can't. When I was working on search engine optimization for the Fat Lip, I quickly realized that fat positive gets a whole lot less attention than body positive does. And that stuff matters because Google says so. And all of us who are working on fat empowerment want our message to actually reach people who need it and who want to hear it. So sometimes we feel like we have to make that compromise, because access is the first step. But I also think with all of this attention on sending a non-threatening message and centering body pause instead of fat pause, we've created a little bit of a monster. Maybe actually a big monster. So retailers are now seeing that body positivity is trending, and they're spending a whole lot of money to include it in their marketing campaigns. And this would be a really good thing if they understood what it meant. Because we want big business to see us and to provide products made for us. But the problem is that these retailers aren't actually interested in fat bodies. They think, just like those Twitter users that I talked about before, that all bodies are great unless they're fat. So these retailers are so thrilled to build a campaign about how all bodies are good, but they're not actually willing to show all bodies. Retailers like Lane Bryant do not care about the message of body positivity. They are only interested in using the momentum of the movement to sell clothes. And their disdain for actual fat bodies is not passive or subtle. They actively exclude fat people, the ones who actually fit into the clothes that they are selling, from their marketing. Like, they're basically telling us that they are willing to take our money, but they are absolutely not willing to put us in their windows. I mean, take a look at the I'm No Angel campaign or the Plus is Equal campaign, both by Lane Bryant. These were so-called inclusive marketing campaigns for a major plus retailer, and they did not actually include any fat people, or really diversity of any kind. This is body positivity that has passed through a capitalism machine that has scrubbed away all of the fats. So where does that leave fat people? What do we do? My own personal instinct is to throw body positivity out of my work altogether and only ever talk about fat positivity. But I think this also means that we might have to wade through even more of the inevitable stories of skinny shaming, because skinny white women are not to be ignored. So if you're not familiar, actually, this warrants a bit of a sidebar. In every body pause or fat pause conversation, inevitably, a thin person comes along to make sure that everyone knows that they have been discriminated against by people who think that they are too thin. Now, while I do not deny that this happens because people are shitbags and think that they have the right to comment on strangers' bodies, this is a derailment. While there are stories of real abuse that very thin people have endured, the fact is that our culture still celebrates thinness and is disgusted by fatness. Like, being told that you need to eat a sandwich is not the same as a medical professional merely looking at your body and telling you that you definitely have diabetes before ever even ordering blood work, which is a thing that has happened to fat people and still does every day. And like a family member telling you that you need some meat on your bones is not the same as one of your brothers telling you that you should be executed because you're fat, which is the thing that actually happened to me. So yes, body positivity is for everyone. And yes, we should be talking about the fact that thin people's bodies are under scrutiny too. However, fat positive spaces are not the place for this. We built this space, and now you're in it trying to talk over us. It's shitty. And if you're thinking that this sounds remarkably like a white people invading black spaces to talk about how racism affects them thing, you're absolutely correct. Stop doing that, white people. Fat people do feel excluded from body pause. This podcast is still new, but I've already gotten a dozen comments and emails from women who say that when they hear the phrase body positive, they don't think it extends to their bodies. And that is outrageous because body positive should extend to every single body, like literally every single body. But the way that body pos has been co-opted makes fat people feel like it's not for them. And like, even though fat women invented body positivity, all of that space we created is now being occupied by thin white women who don't actually want to associate with us. So how do we push back? Like, how? I mean, my truest instinct is to stake our claim and start using fat positivity freely and exclusively. Like, retailers can't steal fat positivity unless they also start using the word fat positively, right? Ugh, I'm sure that those are famous last words because I'm sure that they will find a way. Anyway, I don't think there's really a universal answer on this. I think we all have to choose our battles for ourselves. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do with my little corner of the internet, which is this podcast and its website and social media. I'm going to focus on centering fat positivity over body positivity wherever I can. I'm going to use the word fat even when it feels awkward and even when it requires an explanation and even if it feels like it's intimidating. Because I think that's the position that the fat lip has to take on this. Also, I think it's important that we make sure that very fat people and fats of color are always part of this conversation. Because I can definitely imagine a sad shift where smaller, white, more acceptable fats make it into the spotlight, even under the fat pause hashtag, while super fats and fats of color are seen as bad and shameful still. Like, I can definitely see that happening. And that is definitely not the direction we want to go in. But I think as long as we're all careful, that we recognize our individual privileges along the way, worked on breaking down our implicit biases, I think we'll be okay. And you know, maybe one day body positivity will go back to being about everybody, and it will include fats again. I sure hope so. Okay, before I close this episode, I hate that I'm going to talk about this person again, but we need to talk about Trump. By now, everyone has heard the disgusting, dangerous things that Donald Trump has said about people of color, about Muslim people. And then at the first debate a few weeks ago, he hurled some fat insults. And this isn't the first time. He's been a fatphobe for his entire career, and he's never made any secret of it. But when he made that 400-pound hacker comment, there was a tiny flicker of outrage from the fat community. And we should be outraged. I'm just sad it has taken this long, to be honest. And then the now infamous bus tape surfaced. and we heard this man talking about sexually assaulting women, saying that he has done it and that because he's famous, he gets away with it. And now we're finally seeing some real backlash. But it's incredibly telling and deeply terrifying that it took comments about thin white women to get there. I'm glad it's happening, but deeply terrifying. But this show is about fat people. And we must recognize that this guy has continually, for all of his years in the public eye, spoken negatively about fat women, has called fat women losers and farm animals, and he has even very recently suggested that we are a threat to national security. Donald Trump thinks fat people are an easy target, and he is telling his base that we cannot be trusted. Is that the kind of guy you want as your president? Who knows what he would throw at fat people if he actually got elected? If this guy has any say in policy, I fully believe that fat people would be in danger. And that is not something we can allow to happen. Man, I am so angry that out of 9 episodes of this show, I've talked about Donald Trump in 3 of them. That is outrageous. I can only hope that come November 8th, I can officially write him out of this show for good. Please help me make that happen. I can't do it anymore. So that's our show for today. As always, I want to thank Star Crusher, who is responsible for all of the music you heard in today's show. His album, Goodbye Halcyon Days, is available at cstarcrusher.bandcamp.com. You should get it. It's great. And our Patreon supporter of the day is Becky H. Thank you so much, Becky, for your support. And if you want to hear me say your name on the show, or to get in on this sweet sticker action that's about to happen, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to learn more. And don't forget to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a few minutes, rate and review us on iTunes. It may not seem like it makes a difference, but the more ratings and reviews that we have, the easier it is for others to find us, and the easier it is for our message to spread. And, you know, tell your friends that some fat dork is ranting about Trump again, and that they should come listen. Thanks for listening, guys.